"What's up, my fellow warriors? Logan Cruz here, coming at you live with another dose of masculine dominant force. Today, we're diving deep into something crucial, something that might seem a bit counterintuitive for those who think toughness is all about stoicism and never showing weakness. Self-reflection? Yeah, I said it. The ability to truly look inward, understand your own patterns, strengths, and weaknesses. That's what separates the men who just exist from the ones who lead. Think about it. Ever felt like you're on autopilot? Just going through the motions, reacting instead of responding? You know that feeling when you find yourself repeating the same mistakes or getting caught in unhelpful cycles? That's often a sign that we're not truly connecting with ourselves, understanding our own motivations and triggers. This isn't about becoming some kind of Zen master who sits under a tree for hours. It's about integrating self-awareness into your daily life, making it a constant practice, just like hitting the gym or sharpening your skills. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you become more self-aware and level up your leadership game. Number 1. Start small. We're not talking about marathon journaling sessions here. Even 5-10 minutes of dedicated reflection each day can make a world of difference. Find a quiet moment, maybe first thing in the morning or before bed. Close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and simply ask yourself, "What am I feeling right now? What are my thoughts? What actions did I take today that I'm proud of? And what could I have done differently?" Number 2. Identify your triggers. We all have them, things that set us off, make us react impulsively, or derail our focus. Maybe it's criticism, pressure, or even certain personalities. Once you become aware of your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them effectively. You might learn to take a step back before reacting, communicate your needs assertively, or simply remove yourself from the situation. Number 3. Seek feedback, but be discerning. Feedback can be incredibly valuable for self-awareness, but not all feedback is created equal. Look for people you trust, mentors, close friends, colleagues who have your best interests at heart. Ask them specific questions about your strengths and areas for growth. And remember, feedback isn't personal. It's an opportunity to learn and improve. Number 4. Pay attention to your body. Your physical sensations often provide clues about your emotional state. Are you tense? Relaxed? Does your heart race when certain situations arise? Learning to read these cues can give you a deeper understanding of how you're truly feeling. Number 5. Be patient and persistent. Self-awareness is a lifelong journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up, get caught in old patterns, or struggle to stay present. But don't get discouraged. Keep practicing, keep reflecting, and keep striving for growth. Imagine this. You're leading a team project, things are getting heated, tensions are rising, everyone is feeling the pressure. Now, if you're operating without self-awareness, chances are you might mirror those tensions, maybe even escalate them unintentionally. But if you've been practicing self-reflection, you'll notice your own stress levels rising. You might recognize that your breathing is getting faster or your mind is racing. This awareness allows you to take a step back, breathe deeply, and choose a calmer response instead of reacting impulsively. You can guide the team with more clarity and composure, diffusing the situation and leading them towards a successful outcome. That's the power of self-awareness in action. So, remember, brothers, becoming a true leader isn't just about having the loudest voice or making the biggest decisions. It's about understanding yourself deeply, recognizing your strengths and weaknesses, and consistently striving to grow. This is how we build resilience, navigate challenges with grace, and inspire those around us. Take that self-reflection practice seriously. Make it a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes in every aspect of your life, from your relationships to your career to your overall sense of well-being. And trust me, The world needs more men who lead with self-awareness and integrity. Now go out there, own your power, and make a real impact. Don't forget to subscribe, rate this podcast, and share it with your brothers. Let's keep building each other up and shattering those limiting beliefs together. Until next time, stay dominant.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.